Okay, guys, we gotta put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
We are back live. Twin Peaks in Davie. I could absolutely get used to this, and we will get used to this because we will be here every Monday for Man Cave Monday. Very excited about it. It's back, by the way, the Riptide Music Festival, powered by Ford, back on Fort Lauderdale Beach. It's November 23rd and 24th. You could stay tuned right here for all the info, including the big lineup release on Monday at 8 a.m., Riptide, powered by Ford. That is November 23rd and 24th on Fort Lauderdale Beach. And you can get connected now on radio.com. Crowder and I here at Twin Peaks in Davie, which you will never have to twist our arm to be here. If they built our new studios here, I would not have complained. It's always a good time had by all.
Okay, I don't know if I was on for a second.
Oh, you're on, man. You were on.
I live right down the road. I love this Man Cave Monday.
I know you do.
Yes.
I know you do. Gino Toretta is going to join us momentarily. He's just pulling into his neighborhood. We're going to get him on a landline instead of a cell phone. It was a bit of a shocker, I think, for some UM fans when they saw the news today that it was going to be Jaren Williams, not Nikosi Perry, not Tate Martell. In fact, most of our conversations revolved around, is it going to be Nikosi Perry or Tate Martell? Very rarely, up until the last couple of days,
yes,
very rarely had we thought that there might be a third possibility in that decision-making process. But from whatever Manny Diaz saw, Jaren Williams gets the nod.
First thing I thought about when I saw it was, remember we used to get so mad about Tannehill and the quarterback competition? Because, oh, yeah, he can beat him, but we knew who was going to start.
Right.
This was a legit quarterback competition. For them to go three deep, for Tate Martell to come in as the transfer guy that chose to come here, Nikosi Perry's the only one with game day experience, and for Jaren to win the job, it was a legit competition. Manny told us that. We had Manny on last week, he told us. We had Manny on months ago, he told us. But I don't know if we were jaded by the Tannehill thing or whatever it was. This was a legit quarterback competition. They chose a guy. I just wanted, and I'm asking Gino, does he have a long leash? How long is the leash on Jaren Williams? As a young puppy, never play a snap in this league.
Well, I really thought Tate Martell was going to get the job because I thought if you hit the transfer portal, you probably have a few suitors and you end up going to a place where I'm guessing, you know, again, kind of the quid pro quo. Yeah, you're going to compete for the job, but certainly we want you down here. I'm very surprised that it's not him. And then I become even more surprised when it's not Nikosi Perry. Like, if you told me it wasn't going to be Tate Martell, I would have said to you, okay, it'll be Nikosi Perry. Like, he's got a year's worth of experience, and Manny Diaz knows him, and he's straightened out all of whatever he needed to straighten out. But, yeah, I don't know. He doesn't get the nod. But anyway, Gino Toretta is there. He is on a landline. Of course, we know Gino Toretta. He won the Heisman Trophy with the University of Miami, and his opinion on quarterbacks carries some weight, obviously.
It certainly should
when it comes to the University of Miami. So your initial thoughts, Gino, when you hear Manny Diaz selected Jaren Williams, your initial thoughts are what?
You should have told me last week you were going to be at Twin Peaks. I got a late invitation, and that's very unhospitable of you.
I told him to come on out and join us at Twin Peaks. I'm late. And Gino goes, which one? I go, the one in Davie. Now, Gino's down in Dade. He's like, oh, you might as well ask me to drive to Atlanta.
It ain't that far, Gino.
Heck, I could fly to Atlanta before I could get to Davie.
So what do you think, Jaren Williams? Your initial thoughts were?
You know, obviously, you know, when I saw it, in the spring game, he made a bunch of plays. And I think, you know, at least from when I watched, you know, a few practices, he wasn't getting the same amount of reps. But when he was out there, he was making plays. And I'm like, well, that's good. You know, but I think we have to cool our jets. I was thinking about this as I had my birthday this past weekend. And 28 years ago, I was turned 21 and doing what a 21-year-old should do in California when I was back home, getting ready to compete for a starting job myself. And, you know, thank God there wasn't Twitter or Instagram or all this other stuff. But Dennis Erickson didn't name the starter till a week before we played Arkansas. You know, and then we went out and ended up going undefeated and won a national championship. So I think that you got to trust the coaching staff and what they've done. But, you know, props to Jaron for, you know, continuing to work. And now he's the guy. I think, you know, now the work begins. You know, it's you know, you go out there and play and do what you can do to try to get the starting job. Now he's got the starting job. So this is when the real work.
I mean, that's wildly appropriate.
Of course. I'll get him back on the line.
Yeah, get him back on the line. That is, well, it's just appropriate. You wait for the landline. I'm like, oh, he's in his neighborhood. Yeah, don't worry about it. We'll just wait till he gets to the landline. And then, of course, you just get a dial tone. I was thinking about this today. I forget who or what made me think about this. Most millennials or most kids, they've never heard a dial tone. I'm not even kidding you.
You
They've
know what?
Never heard a dial tone
because the cell phone doesn't.
Cell phone
have
doesn't
one.
Have one.
Just goes blank.
Like that was. I mean, that's a sound from my childhood is the dial tone. And I was. What was I doing today that made me think of that? Literally today. That because I would imagine that there are some young people listening right now, heard the dial tone, didn't know what that was.
Yes, those
right?
guys in the '20s,
right?
They were like, wow, that was an alien.
Have no idea what that was. All right, bring Gino back on. Gino Toretta is reconnected. I was saying, Gino, I think there's young people, they've never heard a dial tone before. I'm not kidding.
Am I on 560 or 790 or 104.3 or 96.5 digital 5 or whatever?
You're on them all.
Did you try to switch me in the middle of this interview to a different station?
Our motto, Gino, is take all the stations, Papa. Take all the stations, Papa. You never know where you'll hear us. You never know. You just know that when you're on with us, you're on multiple radio stations. HD.
I like it. Do I get to send two invoices for this interview?
Yeah. Do I get two paychecks at the end of the week?
Oh, do we?
Double dip.
So what were you saying? You were saying, Gino, about Jaron Williams competing and winning the starting job.
Yeah, just, you know, now is when the work starts, you know. Now he's the guy. Now he's, you know, now you got to step up and be the leader and prepare, you know, as hard as you possibly can. I mean, it doesn't get any easier from this point on. But I think that, you know, he obviously worked hard. The coaches feel that, you know, as far as throwing the ball, the kid's, you know, got as good an arm as anybody on the team. Seems to have made a lot of plays, and the coaches were most comfortable, you know. And I think both all these guys, and I don't know, Channing's like, well, he's got no experience, but really none of the three quarterbacks have experience in this offense, so they're all new to operating the system. So I think that you know, hey, we got to back him, and we start August 24th against those guys and whatever they wear, blue and orange or whatever.
Oh, you know what they wear, Gino. Don't act like you know our colors.
Gino. Emphasis on the
all
blue.
I keep reading. I think there's 6 DBs on y'all's team, and they're 4 or 5 of them are freshmen and sophomores. So I like my chances if I'm licking my chops seeing freshmen and sophomore out there in the secondary.
But Gino, that's the thing. We're using suspensions and arrests. That's what Florida deals with. The Gators. That's what we do. Gino, but you're talking about the experience.
Usually you get suspended for, you know, the easy weeks, though. Isn't that how it works?
Yes. Isn't that what
Spurrier said about one of those squads in the SEC? Oh, don't worry. They don't play anybody until week 4.
Gino, I missed San Jose State and Western Michigan when I was there. And then one time they tried to suspend me 2 games, and the second game was University of Tennessee. And Ron Zook said, we can skip Tennessee because I need my starting middle linebacker. Maybe we can suspend them week 1 and week 4. And you know when I was suspended? Week 1 and week 4. It was the craziest thing. But, Gino, I had to ask you, man, with that experience talking about the guys having been, my biggest thing about a quarterback is how he responds when a defensive end comes off the end and hit him in the back of his head. Do you have any concern for Jaron? You know you protect quarterbacks in camp. If the Florida, let's say, luckily they get to him, are you going to watch that next play closer to see how he responds to getting hit?
you know, I think anybody, I think any quarterback, I don't care if it's Tom Brady, guy gets hit in the mouth a few times, he looks pedestrian. You know, I think that if Florida or any other squad can get in Jarrett's face or make him move around and things like that, I don't think there's any doubt that that quarterbacks get worse with contact. I think if he takes one blow, I used to kind of always like, I mean, if you look at the start of games, especially with a young, inexperienced quarterback, you probably throw like a screen pass or some kind of tight end, like over the middle, 5-yard pass, just so he can get his feet wet, you know. It's funny because when you watch a young guy and you sit there and you throw a screen pass and you can, like, airmail a running back, like, you know, the guy's 5 yards away from you, then you know it's nerves. But I think, like you said, is, yeah, you look a little bit more closer, but I probably look at the next 4 or 5 plays and just see, you know, where he's at, if he's, you know, just moved on. And you know as well as I do, the best quarterbacks have the shortest memory.
Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, is with us. So we had Manny Diaz on with us on Friday, and I asked him, you know, is it – and I knew what his answer was going to be, but I said, is it a good thing or a bad thing that we're 15 days out and you have not selected a quarterback yet? And he said, no, take that as a positive thing. And you kind of just said that at the beginning of our chat here, where based on your own personal experience – not having selected a quarterback up until a couple weeks out. So what are we today? We're 12 days away. So it doesn't concern you at all that just 12 days before the opener is when we find out or when they find out who the starter is going to be?
I would just say this. I would say probably the team, you know, probably had a good inkling, you know, or they were comfortable with any of the three. But I would bet the players on the squad had a good inkling on who the starter was. But you have 12 days to install for the first game. From now until then, you have plenty of time, you know, to get your offense in and that. And I think that now what they'll do is they'll probably tailor the offense, tailor what they're doing, throwing the ball wise and schematically to the strengths of Jaren versus, you know, the strengths of Nkosi or the States, the strengths of Tate. So I think that, you know, there's plenty of time, you know, to fine tune and get the offense ready to go and that and get ready for week one. I'm not concerned about that.
I think some Hurricanes fans, though me included, when you say tailor the offense, you start to feel like, ooh, are they going to dumb it down? Because I think back to that primetime opener against Louisville.
No, I don't think it's a dumbing down. I mean, look, you know, you look at, you know, the Dolphin. Look at Rosen. I mean, you see balls he throws well. He throws seam routes up the sidelines well. He'll probably throw a bang eight well. You know, throws that you can literally stick your foot in the ground and just drive the ball down the field. And I'm sure, you know, if you look at, you know, what Jaren does, I'm sure he throws certain balls better, you know, certain routes better than Nkosi or Tate on certain plays. You know, the same thing that I used to love throwing a 12-yard out or an 18-yard comeback. But some guys didn't do it because the risk of throwing that pass is, you know, a pick six going the other way. It's just, you know, quarterbacks, you know, you kind of have your, you know, your certain thing. And probably, you know, not a lot of them can throw all those passes, you know, with the same amount of confidence.
And, Gino, we know, I'll call a mistake that Rick made with Malik Rozier and then Nkosi Perry and then putting Malik back in. Next game at halftime, putting Nkosi back in. How do you think Manny Diaz should deal with the starter right now? Jaren Williams, 2 games. If he's messing up at halftime or UF, will they put somebody else in? How do you think he should – how long should the leash be on Jaren Williams this season?
I think the leash with any player is the guy doesn't make mental mistakes. And if guys are making mental mistakes, then you have to reevaluate. But if a guy makes a couple physical errors – then, you know, that you learn from the physical error, but the mental error, you should be prepared, you know, going into a game to make adjustments and to get your team in the right plays and things like that. So I mean, the leash for mental errors for any player to me is very short. The leash for a physical error, a bad throw or, you know, maybe being hyped up a little bit too much, That's a little bit more than that. I don't want Jaren Williams going into week one thinking, man, if I have a crappy first two drives, you know, I'm going to get yanked out of the game. Because if they do that, I don't think, you know, we're in a good position to win the game because your quarterback's got to have the utmost confidence of the coaching staff going into the game. I don't want him looking over his shoulder into week one thinking, man, if I do this and I'm going to get yanked.
Gino Toretta, we're 12 days out. As I mentioned, we had Brock Berlin on last week, and he had Crowder rattled.
You like rattled. That, don't you?
We had Michael Irvin on. He had Crowder rattled. Manny Diaz.
Was Crowder at that game that Berlin came back?
That was Crowder's first game ever on a college football field. He was on that defense that was up 33-10.
I think I was doing the radio broadcast like on the roof of the Orange Bowl. And I remember looking at the scoreboard going, man, if we don't get a special teams touchdown, this game's over with. There's not enough possessions in the game. And then was it Hester? Or Hester returned the kick, and then it was off to the races. But, yeah, that was that was one of the most fun games that I've ever been to in the Orange Bowl. Apologize, Channing. Probably brings back bad memories, but
you want to know the athlete's mentality? This is the funniest damn thing. So Brock Berlin, before he comes on with us last week, Crowder's going, well, you know what? The game itself, while we hated the loss, I had a good game. I stopped Frank Gore, so personally, it was a good game for me. We research it. Frank Gore had 127 yards and the winning touchdown, 11 yards up the gut, landing on Crowder's chest.
Hey, it wasn't me. That was Bobby McCray, you damn liar. That's exactly what it was. That was Bobby McCray. I watched the video on Twitter this weekend. So you Canes can go to hell about me getting my chest broken.
You were rattled this weekend. You had to go look it up.
Channing guarded him twice on a pass route on a swing pass where he was the fifth option, and he said, "Yeah, I had a good game against Frank. I guarded him. He didn't get eight balls thrown his way.
Locked him down, Gino. You know what happened, Gino? We sent five the entire first half. We just sent it at Brock. And then Charlie Strong wanted to keep running fire zones, and Ron Zook said, let's prevent so they can beat themselves, and we beat our damn selves. That's when I started hating prevent defense, and I hate it to this day.
That's a pretty good story. Wow, yes. You guys brought five guys the entire first half?
Gino, go back and look. I think I blitzed 14 times in the first half, 0 times in the second half, something crazy like that.
Did you get any sacks?
Does first play of the game, I knocked Brock in the back of the head.
There's audio highlights.
Did that count as a sack? Did you get a sack?
No, but I let him know how I feel about his mother and sister and girlfriend and dad and cousin.
So how do you blitz 15 times and you get 0 sacks and you say you had a good game?
Well, there was Brian McKinney was over there.
Gino,
Vernon Carey, little Brent Rombers. They were pretty good.
As much as I love it, Gino, I do have to defend Crowder there because Joe Zagacki, we have audio highlights. Like Joe Zagacki, it was a coming out party for Crowder. Like it was the scene from Fast Times at Ridgemont High where it was Jefferson. I mean, it was just Crowder. There's Channing Crowder. There's the freshman Channing Crowder. It was one after another.
We missed another recruit, and Channing Crowder went to Florida.
They might have had me.
Yeah, they might have had me. So anyway, Brock Berlin did a good job rattling Crowder, and Michael Irvin did. Manny Diaz did on Friday. You want to trash talk him at all, Gino?
Well, they wouldn't play us when I was there. They knew
that
what would have happened. And from 88 to 92, they would have known what would have happened. So, you know.
You're still a little scurred, aren't you, Crowder?
Damn, Gino. Well, I thought we were tight, man.
Still a little scurred, aren't you? All right. Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner. So you're good with Jaren Williams as a starter, and you feel like that's a good thing for the Hurricanes.
Yeah, we got a guy. Now get him ready to play. I'm good with it. I was good with any one of the three, but I'm about, get him ready to go, whichever one it is. Let's go.
Yeah, man. 12 days away. All right. Thank you, Gino.
Are you going to the game, Hawk?
I will not be there. Crowder will be there, I think, the day of.
Oh,
right?
I'm there Saturday morning. Walking around the parking lot, Gino, with my shirt off.
at the Citrus Bowl, it's like mud and stuff. It's like grass.
Are you going up there, Gino? Are you going?
I am. I'm doing an appearance. I'm driving up in the morning.
You gonna have your shirt off?
I'll be going up there. Do I take my? Am I gonna take my? Actually, I'm gonna wear an old gray shimmel, like a half shirt, just so I show my abs.
Walking
around.
I think there's a million pictures of you on Google in that shirt.
I think his Wikipedia picture has the cutoff shirt on. To be honest,
yeah, that was your look.
I'm gonna dig up my Two Live Crew bandana from back in the day that I used to wear in practice, And then I'm going to go find Channing and steal all his liquor.
Well, you got plenty. I'll share it. You ain't got to steal it.
Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner. Thank you, Gino.
See you guys.
There you go. Excellent conversation. Miami and Florida, August 24th. Can't get here soon enough.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired. Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right. What?
Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.